Track 9. New Reserve hits the sweet spot. Sweetbriar Marshes as a new nature reserve for Norwich, and Norfolk Wildlife Trust Ambassador Nick Aitchison explains why it is so important.
A sedge warbler is in song in front of me. From winter brittle reed along the River Wensum, one of spring's most welcome songsters, he puffs his tiny chest and slowly turns his gold-brown head, pouring wild riffs into the cool spring air. This dapper warbler, newly here from Africa, has many meanings. He himself is bent on breeding, singing to defend his patch of reed, attract a mate, and pass his genes to future generations. To me, though, he means connectedness. All along the river's length, from its chalky source, past its confluence with the Yare, and on to Breydon Water and the sea, the Wensum's banks are lined with reed. And this week, all along these 50 miles of river, sedge warblers have begun to sing. They've been noticed all along the river by people, too. Some have submitted records to online surveys. Others have simply stood and listened to an unnamed bird lost in his riotous song. Both responses to the warbler and countless others are invaluable. At the core of our work at Norfolk Wildlife Trust lies the conviction that everyone in society should have access to nature close to home, that everyone's quality of life is enhanced by the natural world, and that all of us are powerful advocates for wildlife and the environment. This sedge warbler is significant in this context. His territory is in Norwich, on what we hope will become our newest nature reserve, the most important block of fen and floodplain grassland in Norwich, Sweetbriar Marshes, extends to 36.6 hectares, including two county wildlife sites and a site of special scientific interest. This is a place where snipe crouch in flooded hollows through winter, where water voles trundle busily gathering food from ditches rich in declining wetland plants, where otters hunt, and where the delicate faded pink of early marsh orchids can still be found among magenta strands of their commoner cousins. Sweetbriar Marshes is just as precious for local people. Generations of naturalists have walked here, noting the songs of lineages of sedge warblers. Children have played here, learning from their grandparents the names of flowers and, far more crucially, found nature. Groups of conservationists have watched this place, tending the wild lives which make this patch of marsh their home, and weaving them into the stories of their own families. Sweetbriar Marshes is significant in the landscape, too. The Wensum and the Yare are Norfolk's longest biological corridor. From where the Wensum rises, from Norfolk's late Cretaceous chalk, right to the salty, silty wilderness of Breydon, these rivers pass through ancient habitats, many embraced by nature reserves. The otters, orchids, and banded demoiselles of Sweetbriar Marshes are part of a great connected flow of genes and energy, of habitats and species, and of human contact with the wild that bisects all of Norfolk. With all this in mind, when Sweetbriar Marshes came up for sale in 2021, we acted swiftly to preserve it from unsympathetic development. Sharing our belief in the importance of Sweetbriar Marshes for wildlife and for people, and supporting our commitment to enhancing it for both, the Esme Fairbairn Foundation helped us by purchasing the land to secure its immediate future. We must now raise the £600,000 necessary to deliver an urban nature reserve of national significance at Sweetbriar Marshes. £370,000 of this is the purchase price, which Norfolk Wildlife Trust is committed to repaying to the foundation over the coming months. With the remaining £230,000, we will develop and begin to implement a plan, a team of staff and community partnerships for the future of Sweetbriar Marshes, both to restore and improve the site for wildlife and, crucially, to make it accessible as green space for the whole community of Norwich. Since even before we made a firm commitment to Sweetbriar Marshes, partnerships have been fundamental. In line with its Aviva sustainability ambition, the historic Norwich company, Aviva, has been hugely generous, offering to match every pound donated up to £300,000, and leaving us with just £300,000 to raise ourselves. The support of local groups has been essential too, especially those who've cared for Sweetbriar Marshes. The Marl Pit and Wensum community groups have deep roots here, and their support has been instrumental. We're excited to keep working with them and other partners as Sweetbriar Marshes develops as an urban nature reserve. No fewer than 40 schools lie within 2 miles, and soon we'll be building partnerships with some of them, inviting them to explore Sweetbriar Marshes with us, a green classroom in which children can forge lasting relationships with nature. We will reach out from Sweetbriar Marshes too, working with schools and nurseries to green their outdoor spaces. We see this new reserve as the centre of a network of nature-friendly places for Norwich, right across the city and along the River Wensum. The sedge warbler, in song in front of me today, means many things. To me, he's a reminder of a childhood spent outdoors in wild green spaces. To all of us at Norfolk Wildlife Trust, he is a challenge to protect his home at Sweetbriar Marshes and all the biodiversity which shares it. A challenge, too, to share this lovely place with the people of Norwich, that every generation of the city's children can grow up with a love and knowledge of the natural world. With your support, it's a challenge we accept.